from ages. In fact, today we have doctors who prescribe us various medicines when there were never any medicines in the world. The doctors used to prescribe powders made out of these mineral stones that helped in eradicating the root cause of all illnesses from your body. That's how the stones came into existence. Even today, when we need to take out the root causes of the illnesses that are happening in our body, and you must be aware of the fact that always the illnesses are from the mind over body, where we say. If our mind is stressed out, if it is worrying, what are the things that happen to our body is a result of those negative energies that are formed in our mind. We either have skin eruptions, or we tend to eat so much or drink so much that our liver gets bad. Now, why do we get into all these bad habits? Because we have a reason for it. Our mind is finding an escape form. So unhealthy habits are formed within us, which affect our body directly. Stones, since from olden days, have been very useful in changing the attitude of your minds. That is why I always say, attitude is your altitude. Now basically, when like I've always said in my videos earlier regarding the gems, that our body is made out of four energies: water, air, earth and fire. One of these energies are missing in our body, that is why our attitude becomes the way it is. People with lesser water energies cannot adapt to certain situations. They become rigid and stubborn. And when they are forced to do things which they don't want to do, that results in the mental stress or into the heart stress. Invariably, your nervous system gets bad. Invariably, the functions in your body get a little disordered. So when we are wearing a particular stone which balances the water energies in our body, everything seems falling into place. Similarly, when fire energies are less, a person is unable to take initiative. He is lacking in confidence. So what happens at this time when you are forced to do a thing but you're not confident about it? It invariably reacts our mind and our body in a different manner. And illnesses are the outcome of such. If you see people who are underconfident, will start breaking out in sweat very easily, would feel that their blood pressures are dipping or the blood pressures are going high. These are all results of complexes, of confidences, underconfident, overconfident. Similarly goes with the air energies. When a person is unable to think ahead, when he's unable to feel as creative as he sees the people around him, it again results in some kind of agony within your system, within your mind, within your body. And so on with the earth energies, when you don't feel grounded, when you feel loose, when you feel loneliness creeping up to you because you are unable to share your feelings with people, or you are unable to form a social network, which is so important. And loneliness leads to depressions. Depressions come out in various forms. You develop diabetes, you develop heart problems, you develop all nervous problems. Now, to eradicate all these problems, all these deficiency of energies in your body, is where stones come into being. Having told you all so much about why stones are important or how they help us grow up mentally and physically, I really felt like reaching out to you all and explaining to you all how each stone, or what are the properties of each stone. Since 2016 has been a year of openings for me, a year of introspection for me, and I want each one of you to realize and accept yourself the way you are, becoming aware of how we can improve the deficiencies in ourselves. I felt it's very important for me to speak about each stone. And there is something known as wearing your birthstone, which lasts a lifetime. Then there is something also short-term profits, which means that we can wear stones which are due for the particular month, or which can help you in a particular month overcome your obstacles. Because every human being undergoes this journey in life where in a particular month his energy is dipping and where in a particular month his energy is uplifting. Now this is applicable to all zodiacs differently. If you actually see that, let's for example say you're an Aryan and you meet another Aryan in that particular month, you will feel it a strange coincidence, what we say as that, hey, I'm also feeling the same the way you are feeling. And then you try to find a solution to it. So I came with my studies or experience, I came to a conclusion that apart from the birthstones, there is something known as stone for the year. There is something known as stone for the month. But before I go into the stone for the month, or before I go into the stone for the year, I am going to actually explain to you all very vividly what are the properties of each stone and which is the energy that they can elucidate.